T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanksgiving. The history is pretty fascinating, and it's the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower's arrival to Plymouth, Massachusetts. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Lee Filson, who is a Mayflower descendant and executive director of the C. Plymouth Tourism Office. Welcome to KDK Radio, Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Glad to be here.
I'm so fascinated by this story. First of all, as a descendant of somebody who was actually on the Mayflower, that's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, it's actually not, to
what?
Tell you the truth. There are over 10 million Americans who are descended from the Pilgrims and over 35 million people worldwide.
Is that right? That's amazing. How many were on the original voyage?
There were 102, and I have descendancy through different lines to 8 of them. But that's also not unusual. Usually, if you find one, you'll find others because they all intermarried through the generations.
400th anniversary, there's a lot of talk about this, and I've been up to the Cape and always found this so fascinating because they came in when the weather wasn't so good, right?
They certainly did, and they stopped first in Provincetown Harbor, and they dropped anchor there, and that's where they wrote the compact, which is one of the most important documents in American history, which influenced the U.S. Constitution as to civil liberty and civil religious and liberty and self-rule, basically, in America.
And the main reason for their coming to America was to express religious freedom. Is that right?
That's correct. They came to express religious freedom and to create their own settlement and to live without being persecuted, which they were in England. And they had fled to Holland. A lot of people don't know it, but they lived in Holland in Leiden for about 12 years before they then took the ship from Plymouth, England, to come over to what then was the New World.
I can't imagine what that journey was like. What do we know about that trip?
Well, we know that it was really miserable. For starters, no one could drink water because the water wasn't safe, so they all drank beer. They were all stuffed, 102 of them, in the lower deck of the ship, which was not even tall enough for them to stand upright. Basically had to hang blankets between their little square areas that they had to live in until they got here. And just imagine having to put up with that and only being able to go up and breathe the fresh air like once a day. Imagine that for 63 days.
No, I can't, because I get a little motion sickness just thinking about it. So when they came here, they encountered the Native Americans, the Wampanoags, correct?
Yes, the Wampanoag tribe, and at that time they were native peoples because, of course, there was no America yet. It was just the New World, and they brought families, which had to have been a real surprise to the Wampanoag tribe because they had never seen families intact with small children ever arriving. And some people speculate that that's why they immediately created a peace alliance and were able to defend each other and learn to plant, thanks to the Wampanoag tribe in that part of the country. And a lot of people speculate that that's why that peace happened to begin with. And it lasted for a full half century. And then, of course, things went downhill from there for Native peoples.
But that was a long time that there was peace, and there was a Thanksgiving dinner. That's correct.
That is absolutely correct. It's written about by the Pilgrims, and they described it as a three-day harvest festival, and it did last three full days, and there were 51 pilgrims. It's not true that the pilgrims invited the Indians to their party. Instead, they had, by that time, were defending each other, being amongst each other to the point where they just naturally joined the pilgrims for the harvest feast, and there were over 100 of them. So if anything, the Wampanoag tribe would have invited the pilgrims, but they did, but they spent 3 days, and the tribes went out and caught more deer, that kind of thing, and whatever they could scrounge together from the earth at that time is what was a part of their Thanksgiving celebration or celebration of the harvest.
When I've seen a replica of the ship, the one thing that hit me is that's not so big. And I know that if people...
No, it's actually not.
It's not. And if you get a chance to see it, go to Plymouth, Massachusetts. So thrilled to have Lee Filson, a Mayflower descendant and executive director of the Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency of the town and county of Plymouth, Mass. Lee, great to talk to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Larry.
Lee Filson on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.